We want to welcome everyone once again to Prayer Connect.
我们要再一次欢迎大家来参加我们的祷告连接。
Yeah, I want to welcome myself and my brother back to our home in Chicago.
我要来欢迎我自己还有我的弟弟回到我们在芝加哥的家中。
It is always a blessing to come back.
能够回到家真是一个祝福。
And we thank the Lord for our opportunity to labor in Asia. But we also thank the Lord for the opportunity to come back to the U.S. and to rest and to get ready for our next trip.
我们总是非常感谢神让我们有机会可以在亚洲也有机会为他这样竭力做工。那同时也总是感谢神让我们能够每次回到美国有一段休息的时间然后可以预备好下一次再回去。
And we especially thank the Lord for the many people and groups that we were able to connect with in Asia this time.
我们特别的要感恩的是我们这次在亚洲有机会连接到很多的这些肢体。
And we're also especially thankful for the the deepening of the relationships that's happening with the many groups that we've been able to get to know.
我们特别感恩的是我们有机会跟先前已经有一些认识了解的一些团体呢有更深刻的一个有更深化我们之间的一个联系。
And so, this the result of these relationship that we're building with key business and ministry leaders is, you know, one of the is what we were able to share this time with the Eastern Media Group and Mr. Gary Wong's testimony.
那么我们有机会跟台湾的一些非常重要的一些施工领袖，那么这样的结果呢，让我们有机会来跟这个王令林哈先生是东森集团的他的这位王弟兄哈有机会听到他的一些见证。
And we'll share a little bit more concerning his testimony later. But the reason we're highlighting him is because we truly recognize God's work in his life, and he truly needs many of our prayers.
我们之后有机会的话会更多的来分享他的见证，但是在这里我们想特别强调的原因就是我们真的能够看出来神在他的生命中的这样子的一个作为。还有他非常需要我们的带导。
And so, we're going to take this opportunity, today's opportunity to focus on this company, and perhaps in the future we will also focus on other companies that the Lord brings to us that would be very very important to the building of His kingdom.
那我们想借今天这个机会呢来非常集中精力来为他的公司来祷告。我们希望在将来看神怎么带领让我们可以为其他的这些公司来做一些的祷告。
Yeah.
因为他们对神国的这个建造都是非常有益处的。
Yeah, so, so as we begin today's, prayer time, intercession, I ask the pastor, senior pastor, give us the opening blessing again.
我们在开始今天我们这个祷告的代祷的时间的时候呢，我们还是请我们的主任牧师先给我们一开始做一个祝福。
我们一起来祷告，感谢天父，让我们再一次能够奉你的名来聚集来你的宝座前来感谢、敬拜、称颂和代祷还有在你里头的分享哇，我们为这个感谢主，让你的仆人 啊，李德利恩啊，平安回来，还有一些使女哦，就做已经出去的啊，都求你都平安，主的恩典同在的时候，你的平安就一起往前走啊，感谢赞美主，还有其他啊众同工弟兄姊妹啊，都在一起要连接，这次也感谢主，以及我们看到啊连接非常啊爱主的一些人，使得生命的改变的这种。生命水后的流到哪里？好，生命都会改变，哈，人就被神来用，成为祝福的器皿，哈，成为见证的器皿，成荣耀的器皿，嗯，是国度扩展的器皿，是吧？让我们快跑跟随，啊，在你的生命水的河里头，啊，能够往前走，哈，求主祝福，啊，今天我们在这里来分享，啊，这样祷告祝福，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
Yeah, need to get back to the to the file. Here it is. And one of the reasons why we're beginning to have a focus on this whole topic of kingdom companies is this.
我们之所以要来集中精力谈一些神国的一些企业或者一些公司啊，原因是这样的。
It's because that an economic system is really a network of companies, many, many companies.
因为真的说起来一个经济一个体系或者一个系统，它是由很多很多的公司连接组成的，一个网络组成的。
Yes, and governing over this platform of many companies transacting with each other is a governing system.
那我们来治理这样的一个平台，就是大家彼此交易的这样的一个平台，就是等于在治理啊一个系统。
And also within this platform, you know, people get trained and people become better. We have a discipleship system, you know, to support that.
那在这个中间呢，人们受训，而且可以做得越来越好。那么我们也有这样的一个门徒训练的系统，可以来。做一些训练。
Yeah, but an economic system really is the transactions and the connections of many companies, in a platform, in a transaction platform.
那么一个经济系统，它是在就是一个这样的一个平台哈，有很多的公司可以一起做一些这样子的交易。
So, likewise, a kingdom economic system would compose of many, many kingdom companies connected together in a network, in a platform.
那同样的道理，一个神国的一个经济系统也是由很多神国度性的一个公司彼此连接，然后组成这样子的一个平台。
Yeah, so when God calls us to build a kingdom economy, when God gives the 10-500 mandate,to build a kingdom economic system.
所以当神给我们这样的一个呼召来建造1500网络，或者叫就是来建造一个神国经济体系。
When God gives us that mandate, he's telling us to do two things.
当神把这样的一个大任交给我们的时候，他等于告诉我们来做两件事。
One is that he wants us to build the systemsThat connects the companies, the kingdom companies within this network.
第一，它就让我们建造这样一个系统，这个系统呢，然后来将在这个网络里面的公司彼此连接起来。
We call those systems GDP systems.
我们把这样的一个系统叫做GDP 系统。
But the other thing he's telling us to do is that we must build up the kingdom companies themselves.
那另外一件事情神告诉我们要去做的，就是要来建造这些公司或者企业本身。
And so, so we're going to focus a little bit on the assignment to build up the kingdom companies.
那么我们要今天更多的来集中精力在这些神国公司的这些建造上。
And Well, we'll start by asking the question, you know, what is a kingdom company?
那么一开始要来先问这样的一个问题，说到底什么是一个神国度性的公司？
I've listed you know, sort of three characteristics.
我在这里列出来三个特点。
They're definitely not all encompassing, but I think they give us a very good heading towards what a kingdom company should look like.
我相信这个并不是涵盖所有的这个很全面的，但是它可以给我们一些很就是一些很好的这些也要点，让我们去思想。
And I think they would offer us a good enough sense of what a company may look like, or may look like, that as we go down this direction, then we will truly discover what God, what God's requirements are for a kingdom company.
那他们也为我们提供了一个这样子的，等于说一个概念，到底一个这样子的神国度性的公司应该是怎样的？那么在之后可能会有机会我们看到，神更多的来向我们展开，向我们启示到底他对一个国度性的公司他的要求是怎样。
We listed three characteristics. The first is a kingdom company is Christ-centered.
那这三个特征我们列出来的第一个就是以基督为中心的。
Meaning that it is going to operate under the principle that Jesus Christ teaches us concerning his kingdom.
意思就是说他运作的这个原则是根据耶稣基督来教导。
And it is wholly devoted to fulfilling the desires of Christ, the kingdom desires of Christ.
但是完全为了满足基督他对他国度的这样的一个愿望。
It is really an expression of the 128 kingdom agenda.
那他是要来表达神国128这样的一个日程表的。
To be fruitful, multiply, and to rule the earth and subdue it.
就是要生养众多遍满地面，然后要治理这地。
The second characteristic of a kingdom company is that it has to do with its leaders.
那这些神国度性的公司，它第二个特点主要是针对领袖来讲。
They have leaders who understand their destiny, their kingdom destiny.
那他们的这些领袖们呢，他是明白自己在神国的命定的。
And that they are pursuing the kingdom assignment that God has given to them.
他们也在竭力的追求神在国度给他们的托付。
They have a very keen sense of being prepared, of preparing for the great coming darkness.
那他们有很强的这样的一个意识，就是要来预备这样一个将临到的大黑暗。
And that they are also understanding how their company needs to prepare for the great tribulation harvest coming.
他们也非常的清楚到底他的公司要来怎么样预备在大患难期间要临到的大收割。
They are very aware of the responsibilities to prepare the companies for these end time realities.
他们非常的清楚他们公司的这样的一个责任怎么样来预备在末后时代的这些现实。
And the third characteristic is that these companies. Throughout these companies may not be all Christian.
第三个就是说，那这些公司呢，不见得都是基督徒。
Especially if they're very large or they're publicly traded companies.
尤其他们如果是很大的或者是上市的公司。
And there may be companies that have that are very, very immersed in the Babylonian economic system.
那也许他们的这个公司呢，它等于说涉足在巴比伦体系里面很深。
But they're able to either be transformed, or they are pursuing their kingdom mandates.
他们或者是就是能够这样子去转化，或者说他们在追随他们的国度命定。
They're able to do this because throughout the companies in the key places, there are Josephs and Daniels supporting their leaders in accomplishing these goals.
他们之所以可以这样做，是因为他们贯穿整个公司上下，里面有许多这样子的一些像约瑟或者丹以理这样的一个领袖们来支持他们他们的领袖来可以来完成这样子的命定。
And we will discuss these points in more details in the coming weeks.
在接下来的几个礼拜，我们会更详细的去探讨这方面的一些内容。
And hopefully we will also begin to bring up examples of how these things are actually being demonstrated in the marketplace.
希望呢我们能够拿一些实例来阐明到底这样子的一些原则是在职场是怎么样运作。
And and perhaps as we go along too, we will begin to make this list more complete or more understandable.
或许在这样的一个过程中，我们能够把刚才所列举出来的这几项呢，让它更加的完整，或者让人更觉得通俗易懂。
But one thing that I know by looking at this and by assessing the companies that I've been to that I've seen in the last couple of years.
就是在我过去这几年，有机会接触到一些公司，在这样一个评估的一个过程当中，至少有一点我看到的。
And comparing them to this list, I think there are not many kingdom, truly kingdom companies yet today.
那我来拿他们跟这样我们刚才列出来这几点来比较的话，好像还真没有那么多真正的我们可以称作国度性的公司。
At least to the measure and the definition that's being proposed by these factors here.
至少还没有用我们刚才这样这几个要素来衡量的或者是这样子就是从这几个方面来看至少还没有达到。
Well, our assignment, the 10-500, is to help many, many people, many, many business leaders to understand their kingdom assignment.
那么我们在1500里面这样的一个任务就是帮助很多的职场的领袖能够去明白他们的这个神国的托付。
So that they can begin to raise up Josephs and Daniels within their companies, within their corporations.
以至于他们可以在自己的公司里面兴起来这些约瑟和丹以里面。
And then begin to transform this company to become Christ-centered.
然后开始转化他们的公司成为一个以基督为中心的公司。
And truly come under the blessings of the Holy Spirit and become ready for the end time darkness and the great harvest.
然后可以真正的来进入到耶稣基督的他的圣灵的一个祝福之这个水流之中，也可以来真正的预备即将来临到的这个大黑暗，还有大患难时期的收割。
Yes, and so this week we're highlighting Eastern Media Group and CEO Gary Wang.
那么这个我们本周呢特别的是来提出来这个东森媒体集团还有王令林弟兄。
Even though Gary has not been a Christian for a long time.
虽然王弟兄 这信主年数不是那么多。
And his history has been has not been the most positive in the public light.
那么他本人的这样的一个历史呢，在公众的眼光里面看，也并不是完全正面的。
And he's a very high profile person in all respects, whether professionally, personally, and now his religious faith.
那不管从哪方面来看，他都是一个引人注目的这样子的一个人物，不管是他的事业，或者是他的财务方面，那么目前最近来讲，从他的信仰方面，宗教信仰方面。
Even though he has all these characteristics, but he has truly a heart to want to dedicate his company to become Christ-centered.
虽然他有这么多的一些明显的一些特点，但是他真的很就是很有这样的心智，把他的公司来献给耶稣基督他的国度。
Yes.As I mentioned in the note, he was previously very wealthy and was very, very influential.
就像我在跟大家的 email 电子邮件里面讲到的，就是他曾经非常的这样的一个富有，非常具有影响力。
He's a personal friend of Bill Clinton, and he was also very, very involved in politics in the past. So there's a lot of influence that's come through him.
那么他曾经他是克林顿总统的私人的朋友。那么他曾经非常的涉及到这个政界，在那方面有很多的影响。
And the only way God was able to get hold of him was to throw him into jail and strip of him of everything that he had.
神唯一能够这样子等于说抓住他的一个方法，就是把他丢到监狱里面去，然后剥夺了他一切所有。
And in a miraculous dream that God, where Christ spoke to him, he really did, completely gave his life to Christ.
那很神奇的，在一个梦里面耶稣基督来向他显现，那么他就完全的把自己的生命献给了主。
And the Lord in the last few years have began to restore what previously was taken away from him.
那么在过去的几年当中，神在一步一步的把从前从他生命中拿走的这些，在逐渐的交还给他。
And the Lord has also provided him some very, very good people around him to help rebuild his company and begin to build his faith.
那神也放了在他的周围放了一些非常好的一些来帮助他的人，来帮助他来重建他的这个公司，也在他的信仰方面给他很多的支持。
In my interactions with him, I find him to be a person that's growing. He still has a long ways to go in many areas, but he truly has a heart to do whatever Jesus wants him to do.
在我跟他这样子的一个交谈的过程中，我确实很清楚的看到他实在还正在成长，而且要成长的这个道路还是很长。但是我真的是看到他很真心的愿意去做神让他去做的。
Yes, I mean there are many areas that he can still fall, and the many areas that he can still fail at, both as a business person and as a person of faith.
那么在许多方面，他可能还会这样跌倒，不管是在他的生意方面，还是他信仰方面。
And add to the fact that he's very high profile, many people are looking at him.
就加上他本人是一个还非常引人注目的一个人，那很多大家都在看着他。
So he himself bears a huge burden, a huge responsibility for the kingdom.
所以他本人呢，肩负着很多的这个国度性的责任。
But I believe the Lord will sustain him, will hold on to him, because I did see a very distinctive a very distinctive desire to fulfill God's kingdom mandate with his company.
但我相信神会亲自的来 扶持他。 会托住他，因为我很明显的在他身上来看到这样的一个愿望，就是他很有心智来为神自己的国度献身。
He told us that about a little over a year ago, as he was worshiping in the church.
他告诉我们说，大概一年多以前，他在教会敬拜的时候。
Suddenly, he just felt this great sense of grace over his life, how God is giving him a second chance.
他突然有一种很深的一种感觉，他是真的意识到神怎么样给了他第二次的机会，这是何等大的恩典。
And that moment, he just said that I'm just going to give everything that I have in this company over to the Lord Jesus for His works.
所以在那时候，他就是说，我要把这个公司一切所有的都要献给耶稣基督，来用在他的国度的工作当中。
And truly, he's standing very, very firm in the expression that he has to dedicate his company to the Lord.
那真的我们看到他是非常的这样的一个非常坚定的，我们看到他在表达他要把他的公司一切所有献给主，他在这方面非常的坚定。
I've interacted with many enterprises in Asia and in North America. And truly, his stands out because he's one of the most aggressive in taking a visible stand for Christ in his company.
那我曾经在亚洲和北美看到过很多的这样的一些企业，那他真的是属于在这个方面非在公司的这样子的一个献身的这样的一个程度上，我可以看到他是非常积极。 而且是这个可见度非常之高的，很明显的。
He has established a prayer center called the Marketplace Tabernacle of David in Taipei.
他创立了一个祷告中心，就叫了在职场的摩西会幕。
大卫的会幕。大卫会幕，对，大卫会幕。 Yeah, and he told us that he wants to have 11 more of these things, of these places, all throughout Taiwan.
他现在是在台湾，他讲到说他要在台湾各地再建11个这样子的职场。
Yeah, he wants 12 of them all together, at least in Taiwan.
他一共要在12个，至少在台湾。
And one of his expressions of being Christ-centered, I mentioned in the email that he has started these company blessings.
那么他在我给大家发的邮件里面，我提到说他其中有一个表达，就是在公司里面的一个表达，就是他的公司的祝福。
And for many of you who either have grown up in Asia or have been to Asia, I think the scene of companies, doing their monthly offerings is very, very typical.
如果你是在亚洲长大，或者你曾经去过亚洲，你可以看到说这样子的一些景象，就是在教会里面，不是在公司里面。 在公司里面做，把这个公司献给，这个是很平常的。
No, I mean they're doing offerings to idols. Every month they would twice a month, make offerings. They would burn incense and they would burn paper money to the gods.
他们是每月两次哈，像这样的一些祭祀。 一些像他们的偶像献祭，他们会真的烧一些纸钱，献给他们的这些偶像。
And it's very typical seeing this happening. I see it happening all the time when I travel in Taiwan.
这个是 非常典型的在亚洲所看到的一个现象。那我自己本人在台湾看到过很多次。
Gary was a very, very devout Buddhist before he became a Christian, and he definitely put a lot of resources into these type of offerings for his company.
那王弟兄在信主之前，他是一个非常虔诚的一个佛教徒哈，他绝对在这方面曾经有献上过很大的这些财力。
But after becoming a Christian, he completely transformed the form and also the intention of these offerings.
那他成为这个基督徒之后呢，他把他的这种形式以及他的这样的一个目的或者是他的宗旨是完全的转变了。
So now what he would do is that he would have a senior management meeting at a particular time every month.
那么现在呢，他每个礼拜每个月一次呢，给他的高级主管呢都有一个会议。
There may maybe 40 to 60 of these managers, between Taiwan and they were conference call with China.
那么他们差不多有40到60位这样的主管哈，他们在主要是在台湾，有的是通过一些电话会议跟在国内大陆的人可以一起聚集。
And after the meeting's over, they would perform this offering.
在这些会议结束的时候呢，他们会有这样的一些祭祀献祭。
In the past, they would burn incense and burn paper money.
在过去的那些日子里，他们会烧香，会烧纸钱。
But now they're worshiping the true God.
但他们现在呢，是在敬拜真神。
And they're inviting the Holy Spirit to come and fill their company and to prosper so that they can become a company that's Christ-centered.
那他们也是这样子的一个敬拜，来邀请圣灵来充满他们的公司，来使他们可以这样子的昌盛，以至于他们可以成为一个以基督为中心的公司。
And many of his managers are not Christians.
很多主管都还不是基督徒。
But this must be quite a shock to many of them.
但是这对他们很多人来讲，一定让他们很惊讶，
而且很震撼。
震撼，好。
Because they're doing the offering, but they're doing it to another God now. They're doing it to the true God, Jehovah.
他们也是在做一些祭祀的这样的一些仪式，但是他们现在是在给另外一个神，是一个真神，耶和华神。
I was very moved when I was there. I was in tears as we were worshiping.
我真的是非常的感动。我们在敬拜的时候，我真的是泪流满面。
Because truly they're inviting the God, the Creator God of all universe.To come and bless their company.
他们真的是在邀请这个造物主，这个宇宙的整个宇宙的这个主宰来祝福他们的公司。
And so this is just one example of how a company can begin to become Christ-centered and transforming its culture to be one that's heart is turned towards Jesus.
这只是一个实例哈，让我们看到一个公司怎么样可以以基督为中心的哈，来转化他们这个文化，让大家的心可以转向这样子的以耶稣为中心的。
And we're very thankful that God has risen up someone like Gary to begin to drive forward this model, this prototype.
我们非常的感恩看到神兴起来像王弟兄这样子的一些弟兄来这样整个的来驱动这整个的一个这样子的一个方向。
There are many, many Christian there are many companies who have Christian leaders and owners in Taiwan.
那在台湾有很多的公司他们的就是他们的领袖或者说他们的这样子的拥有者是这业主是信主的信徒。
But up to now, I've only really, I've met, Gary is probably one that's, that is, most aggressive in transforming the company of his size and his scope to be Christ-centered.
那到迄今为止呢，我看到 Gary 就是王弟兄在这方面哈，他是最等于说是最激进的在把他的公司不管是在他的规模还有他整个的范围上来扩大基督这样的一个中心的影响力方面。
Yes, I feel like he's kind of like Zacchaeus.
我觉得他有点像撒该。
Although they went through different routes of coming to Christ.
虽然他们信主经过的这样的一个道路是不一样的。
But the outcome, the results is the same.
但是他们的结果却是一样的。
Just like Zacchaeus gave everything back, and even four times more.
就像撒该他偿还这样所偷窃的一切，而且是还多四倍。
A very extreme act of worshiping to Christ.
是一个非常极端的一个对基督的敬拜方式。
Our brother Gary is doing the same thing with his company.
那么我们的王弟兄在他的公司也在做同样的事情。
A very extreme act of worship to his company, a total submission and a total offering up.
是一个非常极端的这样子的一个行为，在他的公司里面来敬拜神哈，一个全然的降服，一个全然的这样子的一个敬拜。
So let's pray for him for this prototype, for this example that he's raising up.
我们来为他祷告哈，为他这样子所兴起来的一个等于说一个试验品，一个模型。
As I mentioned before, he's a very high profile person.
我一开始提到过，他是一个等于说在公众眼里面很有影响力的人。
He's just like every other human being. He still has his weaknesses and he still has many difficulties.
他就像任何的这样子的人一样哈，他有很多的弱点，有一些很多的软弱哈，有很多的难处挣扎。
And because of his high profileness, many of these things do get magnified.
那因为他是属于一个像一个名人，那很多那这些方面的弱点都可能会被扩大。
Well, at the same time, the good things will also get magnified too.
那同时呢，有那的一些好的方面也可以被放大。
So we need to lift him up in prayer.
所以我们需要在祷告里面来把他托住。
And that the first of all that there will be the God will continue to provide strong leaders to come into his life and so that he can fulfill his kingdom destiny.
那就神会再次预备很多很强而有力的领袖来帮助他，让他可以完成他的国度命定。
And that at the same time that he's trying to transform Eastern Media Group, that God will provide him many of the Josephs and Daniels to fulfill that entire offering of the company up to the Lord.
那在他竭力的在转化东森这个媒体集团的这样子的一个同时呢，求神来这样子透过很多的这些约瑟。和但以理，然后能够完成他这样子的一个心智，就是把这个公司完全的献给神国度的。
And lastly, let's pray that this company would prosper.
最后，我们来为这个公司它可以昌盛兴旺来祷告。
Not only because prosperity is a great witness to the world, you know, of a kingdom company.
那因为这样子的一个公司的兴旺，不仅是一个国度很好的见证。
But this company also represents a very important mountain, the media mountain, that will be crucial in us transforming society as a whole.
那另外一点就是这个公司呢，它代表的七山当中的另外一个很重要的山，就是媒体的山。那这座山呢，它是一个很关键的一个山来转化整个的这个社会 可以进入神的国度。
So let's come in a time of prayer and let's begin to lift up. Let's begin with lifting up Eastern Media Group and also other companies that may come to your heart. As we begin to intercede on behalf of kingdom companies.
好，我们现在进入一段这样的代祷的时间啊，我们来为啊东森这个媒体集团公司来祷告。也同时，如果在祷告的过程中啊，神有将一些其他的这种神国的企业放到你的心里面，给你这样感动的话，我们也可以一起把他们带到神的宝座前。
So let's go into time of prayer.
好，我们进入一段代祷的时间。
We always encourage you to share your prayer out loud with us so that this can be shared with others who will listen to this recording later.
好，我们总是鼓励大家出声这样子的来祷告，因为之后我们可以透过录音可以跟其他人一起分享。
Lord, we once again thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to understand your works in building your kingdom for this age.
让我们首先来感谢你给我们这样的一个机会，让我们可以来明白你在这个世代给我们的这样子的一个托付。
We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to see the miraculous things you're doing through Eastern Media Group and through Gary's life.
谢谢你给我们这个机会，带领我们让我们可以看到东森媒体集团为你所做的这些很神迹的奇迹般的这样子的一些见证敬拜。
Lord, we thank you that you have risen them up as a model, as a prototype for this age, and have brought it to our attention.
谢谢你兴起他们，让他们在这样的一个世代。成为一个先驱，成为一个典范，让我们也可以看到、注意到。
Lord, we thank you for lifting all of us up to with this example.
主，我们感谢你借着这样的一个榜样来将我们将我们很多人都可以一起的这样子的在灵里提起来，提升我们的灵。
Yes, and so Lord, we right now, ask your Holy Spirit to come and fill all of us who are in this 168 prayer network.
就我们现在求你的圣灵来提升我们现在在168这个祷告网络里面的每一位。
As we begin to press into praying and interceding for your kingdom economic network and for the kingdom companies.
当我们在继续这样推进你的这个神国经济网络，还有你的。神国这样子的一个这样一个议程表的时候
Lord, help us to we ask you to raise up, to grant us new keenness and new understanding in knowing how to pray for kingdom companies.
我们求你来赐下来我们一个新的更新的一个敏锐，更新的一个了解，让我们知道如何为这些国度性的公司祷告。
Lord, help us to understand what your intention, what your desires are for them, and help us to truly understand what a kingdom company is.
主啊，求你来让我们看到你向着这些公司，你的用心，你的愿望是什么，以至于我们可以知道怎么样来为他们祷告。
Lord, help us to be people who are aware of issues related to kingdom companies, related to the economy.
主啊，帮助我们能够意识到哪一类的问题是跟神国度的这样的一些公司有关系的。
Lord, let us be people who understands these dynamics, and not people who are just immersed in religious things.
主要是让我们不仅是不是那种只是沉浸在这些 宗教的这些事情里面的，而是真的是可以明白它其中的这样的一个动态的一个演变的。
Yes, let us understand the business dynamics, the market dynamics of running a kingdom business.
让我们真的去这样明白这样一些在市场方面，或者说在他这样子的一个公司业务商业方面的这样的一个动态的一个变化。
Yes, Lord, raise up a new type of intercessors for this age and for this generation.
主啊，你要来为这个世代兴起一代的新的代祷者。
That they will have a keen understanding, they will have a keen vision of what a kingdom company is.
以至于他们会有一个非常敏锐的一个了解，也有一个非常清楚的一个意向，知道到底一个神国的企业应该是怎样的。
And we thank you, Lord, for leading us up to now and giving us understanding.
就谢谢你到如今一直带领我们，谢谢你让我们可以明白。
And we ask you to release that spirit into this network now.
我们求你来释放这样子的一个灵进到这个网络当中。
And we thank you, Lord, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢天父，让我们有这样机会看见你兴起各地的这种公司要追求以基督为中心的这种来经营，让整个转化，整个国度的命定里头感谢赞美主，也兴起更多的但以理、约瑟，在各公司里头，凡是奉你的名为了来追求的，将这个预备最大的黑暗之外，能够站得住，而且会发光，更是大的收割要来迎接的时候。主，我们敬拜你，今天恩召我们用祷告来推动的时候，就各地就在圣灵里头的连接充满让耶和华的热心充满在我们当中，感谢赞美主，因为你要得着这个国，今天要从事业里头来成就这个经济，这个国度，这个国度的这个公司里头国度的经济里头来转化。感谢主，今天我们刚才听到的这个东森这个媒体感谢主，你继续使用你的仆人王弟兄。以及他的所有的同工特别那些 EC 跟 Stella 还有其他各地的同工，通通可以做成神的工还有这个我们看到凡卓公司也需要你来兴起做成神的工主啊，求主你更坚强凡卓公司的意向能够落实将你的大任能够成就这个128的大任可以成就在各公司里头连接起来做这个网络，更是也为这个特别这个 risk manager 那个 lighthouse 这个公司也求你祝福让在这个金融界以及能够做成神的工还有信家的公司也求你祝福求主让这个所经营的各方面的这个礼品的这个公司会扩展到所有的这咖啡的这种宣教就求你祝福我们也为这个 Star 这个宋弟兄他的这个公司快快的开门开展在世界各地这么好的发明你给他这样的公司这个 Reno 的这个 Dr. Storage 也求你大大的祝福看见你已经扩展以基督为中心在那里做美好的见证那么还有台南的这个财团这个吴道昌的那个台南特别他的公司也可以扩展出去因为他那是以基督来命定的追求的感谢主也为秀仪的那个Mandate 这个公司也求你兴起来可能很多的助手会可以进来他一个人的做不了就要更大的扩展出去还有这个特别 Payless 求你施恩让这个公司在不仅在这个交通业的事业上在各方面都能够成就 主啊，我们也特别为这个西光镇那个128他的这个 insurance 各方面都要扩展出去哈、哦，求主你这样的祝福啊，还张启明的这个在服侍的他的公司太平洋建设哦，主啊，你要满满的恩膏高牧啊，还有许许多多啊兴起的这个公司一一的高牧啊，感谢主，我们现在随便举起来都有十几个了，感谢主，就现在各地要做成，更是为香柏这个团体也求你带领祝福啊，还有这个。还有这个于博士的他们那个团体的啊，也能够连接在一起啊，还有其他的 Rainbow 啊，让他走在神的旨意当中啊，每一个公司都交在你手中，求你带领祝福啊，谢谢主，赞美主、啊、特别我们这次我看到这个啊王立林弟兄啊被你带领这样大的转变哦、啊、这个媒体要完全啊来夺去这个山头，成就神的心意啊、哦！谢谢主，赞美主，你已经开了门，没人关；关了，没人开，因为拿着这个哦，这个权柄的这个钥匙的，就是那个大卫的钥匙啊，在主耶稣基督的手中啊，以基督为中心来追求的。感谢赞美主，不仅以基督为中心，而且有在你的这个啊预备这个大收割的时候的这种平台要建立起来啊，那么。啊、特别啊，公司里头，今天你在各地要兴起，像约瑟、像但以理啊这样的聪明胜过各地的这种智慧的人，能够组织起来，更是为那个啊这个 think tank 这个啊智慧这个智库的这种狼会建立起来，为神的国度来开展出去啊！谢谢主，啊，谢谢赞美主、敬拜主，因为你开了门了，没有那个关了，关了没有那个开了，因为。快快的要啊，预备你的再来的收割啊！谢谢主啊，这样求你祝福，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。
还有李安跟那个 Sherry 开的公司，感谢主，你已经开动了，有会看到非常大的祝福要来啊！谢谢主，128的祝福带进来了啊！感谢主。128的祝福，要凡是奉你的名来，都会成就神基督做中心。求主这样继续祝福，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。
还有这个，保富的那个公司叫什么名字啊？我忘记了。
嗯，我的这个还没有那个什么，王者教育国际。
王者。王者这个公司啊，让交易方面能够这个山头能拿到，感谢主，求主祝福，奉耶稣的名。
只是在当你呼召我们去为你啊，像一个灯台一样啊，这样子的被你放在高处为你发光的时候，那灯不是放在啊床底下。而是要放在灯台上，就是的，我们谢谢你，让这个王令林弟兄现在被你放在这个灯台上。主耶稣啊，他是你在这个世代兴起来的一个见证人，我们为他啊这样子的一个全然献身的一个心智来感谢你。啊，主孩子就求你特别的啊来祝福。这个弟兄他的生命，因为我们啊，当我们在这样大的事情上为你做见证的时候，主啊，都要先在个人与你的关系上，主啊，要更加的扎实。主孩子，求你来看顾你自己所拣选的这样的一个门徒，因为你说若有人要跟从你，就当舍己。哦，真的是要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随你。我们看到这个弟兄是何等愿意背起来他的十字架来跟随你。主，他是有做门徒的心智的。主，你也拣选了他来做你的门徒。孩子，就求你来啊，每天来吸引他，让他的生命跟你有一个最深的、有个隐秘处的连结。主，你来摩塑，你来建造我们这个弟兄他的品格。主啊，那个神仆人、神工人的啊，这样子的神的仆人领袖的这样的一个品格，要深深的啊坐在这个弟兄的身上。啊，主啊，是的，让他的生命可以向下扎根啊，向上结果。 耶稣让他的爱啊是有根有基，是因为啊那智慧启示的灵在他的里面，让他在隐秘处认识神，以至于他所传讲出来的都是他在啊暗中从主领受的，然后他在明处这样宣扬出来。孩子就祝福这个弟兄以及他所带领的他的这个大威会幕啊，这样子的一个祷告中心啊，真的是以真理啊为根基，以门徒的心智啊这样子的来跟随主啊，他们的生命啊是深深的啊抛在耶稣基督的锚里，是建立在对耶稣基督的一个真知识啊，还有一个真神的爱的一个认识里面的。主孩子就求你来祝福这个弟兄，也祝福他的家庭，祝福他的啊。他不管是孩子还是他的妻子，主要让他们这个家可以从家庭祭坛开始，就每天不仅在公司，在他的家中，在他的办公室啊，在啊他饮食起居的每一个地方，都要在啊在那里看到他有祭坛，有这样子的家庭祭坛，有他个人的祭坛，有公司的祭坛，主要你要全方位的在他的生命当中这样子的得着他，让他是一个24/7的一个耶稣基督的门徒，主要就让啊我们弟兄的这个生命跟随你的时候啊是啊也是啊真的是啊是一个啊完全的被你的恩典，被你的同在，被你圣灵的恩这样子的一个啊一个全然的一个荣耀完全覆庇的，主就求你把这个弟兄遮蔽在你的翅膀的荫下，主啊让他可以啊虽然好像在人前他是一个 high profile 的，但是主他是知道可以怎么样隐藏在你的翅膀的荫下的，主啊他要隐藏在基督里的，主就愿这个弟兄他的生命是隐藏在基督里的，我们为这样的一个弟兄感谢你，愿主格外的保守，愿主格外的扶持，来托主来大大的使用，大大的兴起，谢谢主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
阿们。
阿们。Lord, you're teaching us how to fight this war, this battle in the new front now. Lord, you're giving us a new territory, a new battlefield to fight on your behalf, and to battle on your behalf. We ask you to not only raise up intercessors, but to raise up all of the people of your army, the regiment of your army, to begin to go into this territory that many of us in the traditional church have not been very familiar with, Lord. It was moving to me to see how your Holy Spirit worked just as powerfully, if not more powerfully, in the corporation, in a corporate setting, where an offering that was made up to you during a management review meeting was filled by the Holy Spirit and was received by you and was pleasing to you. Lord, we ask you to really begin to turn our hearts and begin to transform our views of where spiritual battles are being fought. And where contending of souls are truly being made. And God, we just ask that you will help us and help us to learn how to fight this battle, how to fight this war in a new front, in a new territory. God, raise up intercessors and raise up your ministers, raise up your fightful ministry, all aspects that brings your church together. Raise up all these people, all these resources in the realm of the marketplace, in the realm of corporations, in the realm of companies that eventually will connect together to become your kingdom, to become your kingdom economy. So Lord, help us to see this. Take us to a new level. Take us to a new realm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 主，是的，谢谢你让我们啊，在一个新的前线，一个新的战场，让我们看到的啊，这样的一个是新的领土啊，我们可以在其中征战，来为你征战。主，我们求你来兴起这样子的一个代导者和你自己的一支啊一个军队。这个我们所进入的战场是我们在传统的教会所不熟悉的。主，是的，孩子啊，非常的感动，看到啊你圣灵的大能。这样子的运行在一个公司的这样的一个主管啊，一个会议当中，主，是你自己所悦纳的，是你自己所喜悦的，主，求你来扭转我们的心，让我们去看到底真正的战场在哪里，真正的灵魂之战啊是在何处。让我们知道可以如何在这样的一个新的战场，一个新的前线来为你征战。求你来兴起这些代导者，来兴起啊五重执事，这些可以来凝聚啊你神国各样的人员、各样的资源的，然后可以帮助兴起来这些各样的在这样的职场、这样的公司，最终可以形成你自己的一个国度的经济。这是我们所要进入的。就谢谢你这样听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。
父神，我们来感谢你，因为你说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，那是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。哦，主啊，是的，哦，主，我们来为你的仆人啊，戴理德、戴理恩，哦，主啊，在过去的几个礼拜差遣他们回到台湾去。哦，主啊，我们看听到他们在你的里面，主啊，你怎么样的带领他们的这个见证啊，主啊，让孩子的心里面很感动。主耶稣啊，谢谢你，主啊，我们知道啊你是啊引导的神，主啊，你今天你也是做事的神，主啊，是的啊，跟随你的人，主啊，你会啊带领他们，我们向你下感谢，谢谢主，主啊，你自己。哦，兴起这么多的哦，主啊，在这个世代里面的啊，这样子，你所要使用的，在职场里面的啊，主啊，这些工人，主啊，你把他们放的位置，主啊，要他在这个位置上来荣耀你的，主啊，谢谢你，主啊，让在这一次的旅程里面，主啊，你开了这个奇妙的门，你也让我们看到，主啊，你所隐藏，你所要，你所已经预备的啊，这些。啊，主啊，在这个末世里面要被你使用的啊，这些工人，这些将军大将，主啊，其实你已经隐藏他们，主啊，但是在这个时候到的时候，主啊，你要把他们显露出来，而且你要差遣啊，主啊，这些你所使用的这些你的仆人，主啊，要在进入这个职场里面哦、啊，来。啊，为你征战啊，来夺取灵魂，主啊，这个就是你的心意，主啊，在这个末世的心意，主啊，这个末世收割的心意，主，我们向你下感恩，谢谢主，主啊，就求主你继续的来带领祝福啊，这些弟兄姐妹，主啊，你把他们放在这个职场上面，在这里为你争做一个最后的一个争夺战的，主啊，就求主你特别的来看顾他们。保守他们的心怀意念，让他们的心在你的里面是对准着你，主啊，让他们在每一件事上啊，主啊，在求问你的带领，而且主啊，在每一件事上，主啊，看到主你自己的作为啊，主啊，谢谢你，因为这是你的心意，主啊，我们来感谢你，求主你这样子的来看顾保守他们，我们这样感谢你，祷告奉靠主耶稣圣名，阿们。
Lord, we also ask you to grant Gary a special favor, a special grace over his life right now as he is, you know, truly coming to you as a child, as one who don't have any reservation or pretension about who he is and who he loves. and as one that is offering everything of himself, everything that he can do unto you. Lord, we ask you for a special hand of grace over him, over the willingness to become your witness. We ask you a special grace over him in many areas of his temptation and weaknesses, and the many options that he has that he can fall back into the world's ways. Lord, we ask you for a special covering over him, a special protection, a special favor and grace, so that when he are in situations that are difficult, that you would be there, and that you would remember the witnesses that he represents for you in your kingdom. Lord, there are many people who are still afraid. There are many Christians, many business leaders, who are still afraid to bring out this kind of witness in their own enterprises, in their own companies. There are a lot of fear that still permeates your church and the leaders of your church. Even though they are company owners, or that they are very influential managers. And God, I ask that you will raise up Gary as an example, as a model that can help these people to overcome their fears, that you will raise him up to be a model of your truth, of what does it mean to be blessed as a company is being offered up to God and for his end time agenda. What does it mean to see that company prosper by the hand of God? And their willingness to stand firm for your principles and for truly dedicating their work to the Creator of the universe. Lord, help these people to see what that means. Help these people to see the goodness and the prosperity that comes along, so that they themselves can be lifted up in their courage. They themselves can be lifted up in their faith. And that they themselves can become people who would build their kingdom companies into this kingdom economic network. God, we asked you for a special protection over Gary, and that you would bring good leaders into his life. You would bring strong leaders into his life, people that he can relate to, people he can respect, people that truly have their hearts turned towards you, and will lead him in the right direction with the right counsel, and truly being filled by the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for your goodness over all of this, over his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, Lord, I ask that you would begin to raise that temperature of courage within the business leaders in this community. I've seen a lot of fear. I sense a lot of fear from these leaders in not wanting to be too forward with Christianity or being too forceful with their faith. And Lord, I ask that you would grant them wisdom, and that you would grant them courage to wisdom to know how to bring about the message in a way that wins people's heart, and that do not necessarily bring bring resistance, and courage to help them to see that people are much more receptive to the goodness of God than they think, than they can imagine. I ask that you will begin to unveil any wrong assumptions, and that you will begin to show the truth of a leader, of the blessing of a leader that's completely turned towards you, and the blessing that this company can undergo and that this company can enjoy. Lord, bring up these witnesses for these people, for these business leaders, so that they can begin to stand firm and begin the process of transforming the companies into a true kingdom company in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen.就是的，我们来为这些领袖们 来祷告，主他们啊，他们看到里面有一些的一些恐惧啊，担心别人说他们在啊，在传讲神的这样心意的时候啊，过于强势。主啊，求你来赐下你的智慧，也赐下来你的这样的一个勇敢的心，让他们来为你啊赢得啊人心的时候啊，不一定非要带下很多的啊这样子的一些啊阻力或者一些拦阻抵挡。主耶稣，求你来祝福人心，让大家让人们更有一个一个领受的心。主啊，真的是啊挪去啊我们这些领袖们当中有一些啊一些错误的啊一些假设，主耶稣啊，让你的这样子的一个真正的一个祝福，尤其是看到一个领袖，当领袖们完全的委身的时候，所带下来的这样的一个祝福，主啊，求你来兴起这样一类的一个见证，让人们可以更愿意来向你委身。谢主，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Let's ask the senior pastor to give us a blessing. Our conference bridge might expire very soon. I didn't realize this is late.
我们请主任牧师给我们结束祷告哈。我们可能在线的时间可能都已经要到了，我没有注意到已经很晚了。
好，我们一起来感谢天父，谢谢你让我们有这样美好的交通，看见你的手这样一直引导我们，使我们有你的知识、见识、胆识。更是有你的启示的灵的认识哦，有你的意象落实在我们当中啊、哦！祝福，再祝福，求主保守，让你的爱的激励，基督的爱的激励，使我们往前走，主啊，让智慧的灵充满，使我们哦灵巧如蛇、哦，可是也是顺良如鸽子一样哦，在你里头啊、哦，在你的手中给你来使用啊、哦，求主保守。那一个刚才我们所提的没有提的都你都看见了，求主祝福啊！但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动、交通、祝福和引导与常友们同在，直到永永远远。阿门，
阿门。
Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
谢谢大家。
And we will continue to pray. We will continue to learn about how to pray and intercede for kingdom companies.
我们要继续啊，学习怎么样为神国度性的公司来代祷。
And so we thank you for being part of our network of intercessors, and we bless you with a revelation of knowing how to pray for king companies.
我们啊，谢谢你们愿意加入我们这样的代祷的一个网络。我们奉主的名来祝福你们，可以来领受啊这样的一个启示的灵，一个代祷的启示。
And we will see you again once. We will see you once again next week.
我们下一个星期啊，再与你们再见。
And we will have even deeper discussions on the kingdom companies and some examples from what we saw in Taiwan.
啊，我们会更深入的这样子的来了解一下到底什么上是一个国度性的公司会来让大家看一些在台湾的实例。
Okay, well, thank you very much and good night.
非常感谢各位晚安。
And good morning for you in Asia.
在亚洲的各位早安。
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
谢谢，拜拜。
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.